It's the Kim Munson Show, analyzing the most important stories.
Socialization of transportation, education, energy, housing, and water. What it means is that government controls it through rules and regulations.
The latest in politics and world affairs.
Under this guise of bipartisanship and nonpartisanship, it's actually tapped down the truth.
Today's current opinions and ideas.
On an equal field in the battle of ideas, mistruths or misconceptions, and it is getting us into a world of hurt.
Is it freedom or is it force? Let's have a conversation.
Indeed. Welcome to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and let's have a conversation. Very excited to have in studio with me one of my very valued partners, and that is Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management.
Well, as always, thanks for having me, Kim.
And a happy Thanksgiving. It's Thanksgiving week.
Sure is close, isn't it?
I don't know where the year has gone, Jason.
You know, it's funny. I started with you just about a year ago, and I was thinking you probably had no idea what a turkey I really was. And now you've got an idea, don't you?
Oh, what a great turkey joke for Thanksgiving week. It's great to have you in studio. We're actually going to do something really fun. This is the second annual show regarding your turkey stocks. So that's going to be fun to go through in segments 2, 3, and 4. But we'll talk about since it's holiday week, we're just going to talk about a variety of different things. But as we look at this show, we look at freedom versus force, force versus freedom. There's important issues out there. This week, while we're with friends and family and very grateful for the blessings of this whole American idea, we need to realize that we're in a great battle as well, Jason. And that is the battle, I think, for the fabric of our country. We see this narrative of socialism that is being romanced through our educational institutions upon our kids. And socialism ultimately comes down to force. And if something is a great idea, Jason, you really don't, you shouldn't have to force somebody to do it.
Well, you shouldn't. And I think we talked about this last time I was on. We've got all these people running for president that are avowing the virtues of democratic socialism, which is socialism that they want you to vote for. That's the only difference, is they want to trick you into voting for it and then put socialism. And I always ask the question, do you think you're going to get an exemption from socialism because you voted for it? I don't think they're keeping track.
But I think a lot of people do think that's the case. And Steve, you'd found a meme that was, I think, so important. It says you can vote your way into socialism, but you have to shoot your way back out of it. And when we look at the lines of people in Venezuela, of the equal misery that we have there, that's a really important thing for people to understand, Steve.
I think that picture was taken. And there was a picture that went with it. The young lady holding the rifle appeared to be in a very tropical place. So I think, it very well could have been Venezuela, as far as I know. But the message was very clear. You voted in. It sounds so sweet, so good. And now you're stuck with it, and you literally have to shoot your way out.
Well, and that is why we engage in this battle of ideas on an everyday basis, because it is so important to understand this and push back on the narrative, Jason.
Well, it is. And Steve, I'm not sure if that picture could have been in Venezuela. The problem with the quote that you can shoot your way out of it is that you can't, because before they put socialism in, they usually disarm the citizens, so they can't shoot their way out of it. So that may have been a picture from some kind of a movie or Venezuela far, far in the past. What do you think?
Well, just because she was holding the firearm didn't mean that she was able to buy ammunition. So, yes.
And to that point, that's a really important point. That is one of the things with Hitler, with the and Nazi stands for National Socialist German Workers Party, and that is one of the first things that they did was disarm everyday hardworking people, and that's what we've seen right here in Colorado with the red flag laws. So, we have a lot to do as we go into 2020, and that is why we do this show. And I want to say thank you to producer Steve, Zach, Patty, Keith, and Charlie for all your hard work keeping this train on the track. And thank you to each of you listeners. You are valued. You are treasured. You have a purpose. Go out and strive for excellence and take care of heart, soul, mind, and body. Be sure to check out my website. That's kimmunson.com. Munson is spelled M-O-N-S-O-N.com. And you can always email me at kim@kimmunson.com as well. Now, I've got kind of a serious inspiration wisdom quote. Because you're in studio, Jason, I was thinking about economics, and so we'll go to that in a minute. Steve, are you ready? I want to go to the funny since this is Thanksgiving week.
Oh, fire away.
Okay. A football team was on the field during practice when, to their surprise, a big turkey suddenly walked up to the coach and demanded a tryout. "Are you crazy?" hollered the coach. "We don't give tryouts to turkeys." But before he knew it, the turkey started dashing towards the football and made a fantastic catch. "That was amazing," exclaimed the coach. "I've never seen anything like that. How much do you want for a year?" "Don't worry about the money," said the turkey. "Let me just ask you something. Does the season go past Thanksgiving?"
You know, I'm glad Thanksgiving only comes once a year.
You just can't win, Kim. You can't. You know, I'll say when you started that joke and said a big turkey walked up to the coach and demanded a tryout, I thought a Colin Kaepernick joke was coming.
Oh, good.
Ooh.
Excellent.
I have to get up pretty early in the morning to get ahead of Jason McBride with Presidential Wealth Management. So before we jump into all of that, speaking of that, you are a valued partner. And as you all know, I think out there, I'm truly an entrepreneur. I purchase my time on my my radio shows. And very quickly, I want to say thank you to all of my sponsors who make this all happen. Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance, award-winning realtor. Jason McBride and your whole team over there at Presidential Wealth Management. Hooters Restaurants, Susan Kochevar, the historic 88 Drive-In Theater. The Harris Family, Liberty Oilfield Services, Jay Davidson, First American State Bank. Lauren Levy with PolyFi, answering all your mortgage questions. Water's Edge Winery, Liberty Toastmasters, Chris Cantwell with Transworld Business Advisors, and Complete Colorado. I greatly appreciate each of them because they are treasured, they're valued, and they're all really stellar people as well. Don't tell Jason I'm saying that, Steve, okay? But they're all really, really stellar people, okay?
Do you pick on all your sponsors this way or just me?
Just you.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Well, it's because there's so much easy material.
I guess that's it. So, Steve?
It could be the pedestal is so high and you are so revered.
That's good, clever. Good way to go, Steve. You know.
Good save.
Good save for sure. So, okay. Gentlemen, Steve, Jason, our quote for today, Henry Hazlitt. He is the author of Economics in One Easy Lesson, and Hazlitt lived from 1894 to 1993. He was an American journalist who wrote about business and economics for such publications as the Wall Street Journal, The Nation, The American Mercury, Newsweek, and The New York Times. He is widely cited in both libertarian and conservative circles. He wouldn't be writing for The New York Times these days, Jason McBride.
No, most likely not. I thought you were going to say former newspapers such as Newsweek and the New York Times.
Ouch.
But you didn't.
Ouch. Bob.
It is Thanksgiving. You gave me some free range.
I did give you some.
You told me I was a free-range turkey today. So.
Okay. This, I think, is really important. Henry Hazlitt said this. He said the whole gospel of Karl Marx can be summed up in a single sentence. Hate the man who is better off than you are. Never under any circumstances admit that his success may be due to his own efforts, to the productive contribution he has made to the whole community. Always attribute his success to the exploitation, the cheating, the more or less open robbery of others. Never under any circumstances admit that your own failure may be owing to your own weakness, or that the failure of anyone else may be due to his own defects, his laziness, incompetence, improvidence, or stupidity. I mean, you can't even say those words today, Jason McBride, because when was the last time you heard somebody say that somebody was lazy? You know, I mean, I remember when I grew up, you know, let's be industrious. And now, you know, it's kind of the whole victim thing. They can't do X because. And I think that we need to maybe get a little more honest about that.
Well, I would agree with you. And it's amazing when you think about the part of this quote that says, never under any circumstance admit that his success may be due to his own efforts. You know, Elizabeth Warren did a direct lift from this in her You Didn't Build That Speech.
Well, and Obama as well.
Yeah, well, he stole it from her. Everybody attributes that to Obama, but she said it first, and then he stole it from her.
I did not realize that.
You didn't know that, yeah.
I did not realize that. And
no,
don't...
no honor among thieves? Is that, the, where that takes you? I'm looking at that quote, and it appears to me that Karl Marx was a very bitter man.
Well, very bitter. And as we're talking, we're going to be talking a lot about gratitude this week because it is Thanksgiving week. But you cannot be grateful and envious at the same time. And to this point, envy is not just wanting to have what other people want, which that would be covetousness. But envy is actually saying that you don't want that other person to have it. And we're seeing a lot of that going on in America today. And, Jason, that's one of the reasons why we do this show every mm-hmm. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 a.m.
Well, you make a good point, Kim. You know, envy could be turned into a positive thing. If you see someone has something and you're envious, you have two options. One is to say, well, I want that too, so I'm going to work hard to get there.
Okay.
Number two is to do what you're talking about, is to become bitter, which I don't think you can subscribe to these type of things that Karl Marx talked about without being bitter. So your second choice is, again, to be envious and then try to bring that person down to your low level so he or she is no better than you. So I'd say envy doesn't have to be bad. It depends on what you do with it, just like any other emotion you might experience.
Well, I think that's very, very important thought. Steve.
Well, okay. This, as soon as you brought this up and you looked at that quote and you dissected it a little bit, the very first thing thought that came to mind was a story we covered last week with the Daniels scholarship thing.
Right.
And what's her face on the Democrat?
Danny Sidibaka.
Her comments, even though she seemed like, again, I think we said last week, she was sending mixed messages.
Right.
There were several of her comments that smack of this, what we just read in this quote, about things that she, you know, just, you know, once I got to know their politics, I wasn't really a proud Daniels scholarship person, recipient anymore. And the things that she used to kind of tone it all down, it came almost directly out of that quote.
And it really did. And to that point is we have seen these things being taught in our higher education, and we're now seeing it come down into, you know, K through 12 as well, and this idea of envy, and then you see the anger play out with the Greta Thunberg, you know, the next generation, and so that is why we're going to be talking about gratitude this week. And Karl Marx, I think to your point, was I think a very angry man, and notice what he says. He says, hate the man who is better off than you are. You talk about a hater. You know, it's absolutely amazing.
You know, I have to mention, you guys mentioned Greta Thunberg. You know, she's one of my favorite people.
I know.
My son sent me a funny video. Someone had taken their diesel truck that spews out like black smoke out of the back, and somehow they had painted a little picture of her on the back of the fender, like right by the tailpipe.
Oh, boy.
I thought it was pretty humorous. You can't show that on radio.
No, you can't show that on radio.
I thought it was pretty funny.
Steve, did you have a comment? And then we'll go to break.
No, I just, you know, it's so cool to have him here because Jason, when he's on doing the daily thing with us on the phone, we can't see his expression. But you know by the look in his face that he's up to something, and it's going to be good.
There is the twinkle in the eye.
Yeah.
That is exactly what it is. So this is the, and I'm Kim Munson. This is the Kim Munson Show. I'm wishing you all a very blessed Thanksgiving week. This is one of my most favorite weeks of the year, Jason, you know, just be together with friends and family and just think about what a blessing that we have here. So it's great to have you in studio. We're going to go to break. We'll be right back, and we'll continue on. We'll talk about your turkey stock, so it'll be a lot of fun.
Sounds great.
At Hooters, you can watch the games with all your buddies. And when your buddies are the world-famous Hooters girls, there's always plenty of ice-cold beer and those craveable wings that'll knock your taste buds into next Tuesday. Hooters girls know plenty about football, but we really know the fans who live for it. So hang out with all your buddies all season long at Hooters, your official hangout for game day.
Catch all the games at Hooters and enjoy a Butter Bud Light draft with 10 boneless wings, just $10. Dine for two with the pitcher and nachos, just $20.
A reverse mortgage can be an important financial tool for individuals 62 and older. It is essential to understand the process so that all of your questions are answered. With over 17 years in the mortgage industry, Lauren Levy, Polygon Financial Group, has the experience to answer your questions. Lauren knows that each financial transaction is personal. If you'd like to explore your options on a reverse mortgage or with rates down, explore options to remodel your home, buy a rental property, or move, call Lauren Levy at 303-880-8881. That's 303-880-8881 for a mortgage checkup.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, wishing you all a very blessed Thanksgiving week. And thrilled to have in studio with me Jason McBride. You and your colleagues over at Presidential Wealth Management are valued partners of mine and greatly appreciate you.
Well, we appreciate you too, Kim.
And it's just been about a year that we've started to work together. And it was at this time last year that you decided to do some predictions on turkey stocks. So let's go back in history and let's see what happened.
Well, let's see. The turkey stocks are kind of what I tried to do, Kim, last year was find some stocks that some that people would have heard of that were really hyped up big that didn't end up doing so well. Some interesting ones that people might not have heard of, but these are generally stocks that had been very, very disappointing so far. And I don't know that we made predictions on them. We talked about them and said, hey, we don't know what these are going to do, but we'll update you on last year's real quick, kind of let you know what happened with those. And then we've got a whole new batch of turkeys for this year.
Okay. And, you know, Jason, I just want to say the opportunity for everyday hardworking people to be able to invest in the stock market and create wealth for themselves is a really important component for the American economy. And I mean, it's pretty amazing to it really plays into the economic prosperity and well-being of everyday people. I mean, it's really exciting that you can look at a company, you can say, I like the management, I like what this, you know, what I think that they're going to do, and you can buy that stock. I mean, it's pretty amazing.
That's right. And you could do it inexpensively. You can sell the stock whenever you want. There is something kind of magical about the mm-hmm. stock market, even with its flaws, and sometimes you do get treated badly in it. But there isn't much else that you can hit a button and buy and sell very quickly. I mean, I love real estate. I know it could be a great investment, your own business, but there isn't any other avenue that I can think of other than stocks and bonds, really, where you can change your mind, hit a button, and go a totally different direction all in the matter of seconds if you want to.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So let's jump into your turkey stocks here from last year.
Well, let's talk about last year's crop. We had six last year, Kim. We'll start off last year. One of them was Snapchat. That was our first one. Now, it had been a very, very hyped up IPO. Didn't do so well, came out at 17. It went up to 30, but then ended up diving all the way down to about $6 at the time we were talking about it. Now, interestingly, last year, Kim, when we did these, the market was in the throes of a very nasty sell-off. If you remember, at the end of 2018, the fourth quarter, the market was going straight down. It hit the bottom on Christmas Eve. So a lot of these turkeys turned into even worse turkeys after we talked about them. So Snapchat was at about $6 at the time. It ended up dropping down a little bit under $5 shortly after we did the show. But after that, Kim, it actually kind of got its feet under it, got as high as $18, which was a pretty good move. And as of yesterday, it closed out at about $14.60. They still have some of the same issues they did before. They haven't turned a profit, but they do expect to make one penny per share next year. So maybe things are turning around, and Snapchat actually did pretty good for a turkey.
Well, considering, yeah. Okay, how about the next one?
Well, this next one, Blue Apron. You may remember this is one of the ones where you order the food, they deliver it to your door. You know, this one came public in 2017 at $10. It made it up to $11, and that was pretty much the end of the road. Straight down, at the time we talked about it, the stock was all the way down to about $1. Now, since then, they've done what's called a reverse split. Now, you used to be in the business, right, and you know usually that's the kiss of death. So this one did a 1-for-15 reverse split. So these prices are much higher now than they were. But overall, Kim, the equivalent price of Blue Apron is now at about 51 cents. So that one was at $1. Things haven't really improved for them. The stock has been cut in half even from turkey status last year. They're still losing pretty much more money than God, as they would say. Revenues are going backwards, and this one just still looks awful to me.
Well, and why would a company do a reverse split, Jason?
Because when the price gets down to like down to $1 or under $1, a lot of the exchanges like NASDAQ, the New York Exchange, I don't know the exact rules of each one, but they don't want your stock to be listed on the exchange anymore if the price is persistently like below $1.
Okay.
So they'll reverse it up to get the price higher, which that doesn't change your value. If you had, let's say, 15 shares of a stock worth $1, the next day you'll have one share of a stock worth $15. So they just reduce the number of shares out, increase the price, and that's why, that's really the only reason companies do that, is to try to get the price up higher, so they're staying in compliance with exchange rules most of the time.
Okay, got it. Okay.
So that one didn't do too good.
How about the next one?
Well, General Electric, there's one of the ones that everyone has heard of. That one had taken, now we know GE has been up and down. They really suffered in 08. They were making a pretty good comeback. The stock had got as high as 32 in late 2016, but by the end of 2017, it was down to about $17. When we talked about it, it was at $8, Kim, dropped all the way to $8. The dividend had been cut from 12 cents a quarter down to a penny. Now, they haven't raised a dividend yet, but this stock has made some progress. GE is now at about $11.41 a share. They've had a couple of quarters where earnings have been better than expected. I wouldn't say they've been great, but they've surprised the analysts, and that has helped the stock. No increase in the dividend yet, but again, you know, if you'd have picked up GE at $8, you'd got a little scare as a market dropped. It got down under 7 temporarily, but back up to 11.41. So, you know, GE has made a pretty decent gain.
What do you think happened to them?
I think part of it is they were a little bit slow to move and adapt to, like, kind of some new realities and technology. I think they made too many acquisitions of different businesses, and they've kind of had a habit of selling off their best businesses right at the bottom. You know, I talked about last year they sold off their whole financial piece, you know, in the throes of the bottom of the massive 08 correction, 09. Last year they were selling off assets from Baker Hughes, which is a fairly successful oil services company. So, you know, hard for me to judge, you know, a giant company like that and the management, but it seems to me like they tried to get into too many different businesses under the same roof. And that's hard to manage.
And why do they do that? Is they're trying to create value and growth, or why do they do that?
Maybe they've got too much cash laying around.
That's a nice problem.
And they need something to do with it because of shareholder pressure. Maybe their stock price is high and they feel like it's a valuable commodity. We might as well do something with it while we can. There's all kinds of reasons why companies will do that. And I don't have exact statistics, just kind of gut feeling from what I've seen. But a lot of times when you see these big mega mergers, two huge companies coming together, boy, it just doesn't seem to work out that well in a lot of cases. You think back to Hewlett-Packard and Compaq when they merged, and that didn't work out too well. So GE is a very beloved stock in America, very beloved by the employees and the retirees. And, you know, I hope GE comes back strongly someday. I really do, because I think it's kind of an American icon.
And I totally agree. Can I say, however, though?
Of course you can.
They have been so involved in the wind turbines, I think, if I remember right. World's largest offshore. I was thinking they were involved in renewable energy. Maybe I'm wrong on that. But that was the one thing that I always kind of felt uncomfortable with about GE, because there's so many government subsidies in that particular arena.
Yeah, I am not sure, Kim, so I can't comment on that. So I won't.
Okay. Okay, I appreciate that. Anything else on GE?
No, just that it ended up not being too much of a turkey.
Okay. How about the next one?
Well, this next one, now I admit, this was a little biotech stock. And every year, Kim, there's a slew of these that could be called turkeys.
Sure.
I mean, they have one drug they're dependent on. It doesn't pass the FDA. The stock crashes. You know, I picked this one last year just because of the name.
Okay.
Arsanus. Okay, and when my wife says, "You're such a child," I say, "Yeah, and?" Yeah. So I admit it. I just thought, why would you buy a stock with a name like that?
Well, I don't know. Was it a turkey or was it
a... Well, here's what had happened. They had a pneumonia drug. They had a IPO at 10. They had no revenues, huge losses. The thing still went up to about 28 bucks, but in June of 18... they pulled a clinical trial on the drug because it wasn't working. The stock blew up. It went from 18 down to 4 bucks in one day. When we talked about it, it was trading at around a buck,
okay,
about a dollar. Now, this one was interesting, though, because just a few, like a week or two, maybe a month later after we talked about it at a dollar, another company came and bought them out. They merged together, okay, and the stock shot up almost to 4 bucks. So if you'd have sold it right then, you'd have quadrupled your money. Since then, it's kind of settled down. The stock price is higher now because of the merger. It's at $13.62 at this point. But because of all the share swaps, this, that, whatever, that's the equivalent of about $1.80.
Okay.
So still, I mean, you know, if you had bought it at a dollar and held through the swings and everything else, and you're sitting here today with about $1.80. It's an 80% gain on a turkey. Not too bad.
It's not too bad, but I am just thinking, I mean, it takes a kind of a constitution, if you will, to ride something around like that.
Well, it does, and I can tell you, Kim, I didn't buy any of this one, but if I would have bought it at a dollar, the day it went up to 4, I would have been gone.
Yeah.
I'm not hanging around to try to get $50 out of it. Maybe you miss a few big ones that way, but, you know, with little ones like this, maybe you're just putting a little piece in to play around.
Yeah.
But, you know, again, it worked out okay. I don't want to make it sound like I was making any predictions last year or recommendations. It's mostly just, hey, these are fun. This is informational. Take a look and see what you think. There was you should buy this or you shouldn't or anything. I don't want to take any blame or credit.
It's just a conversation.
That's right.
And
except for the ones that went up, which I strongly recommend that everyone buy.
Yeah, they were totally your idea.
Yes, so for compliance listening, that was a joke.
Okay.
Just a joke.
Okay, so, hey, Jason McBride, let's go to break. We need to continue through the turkey stocks from last year. I find this fascinating.
It's fun.
I love it. I love it. So, Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management, and you've got a great team over there, don't you?
Well, we do. We've got a lot of really great guys and gals over there. A lot of experience is what we have. You know, a lot of people would say, boy, you got a lot of gray hair here, and I would say, well, thank you.
Well, and to that point, I tell you, as crazy as the market can be, experience is a really good thing.
And you've never seen it all.
No, that's true. This is true. So, hey, Jason McBride, let's go to break. This is Kim Munson. It's the Kim Munson Show, and we will be right back.
Are you looking for news, not propaganda? Ready for a news source you can actually trust? How about a news site that doesn't want to sell you a subscription? Visit CompleteColorado.com to see all the latest news from around Colorado. Complete Colorado's staff scours news sources from around the state and nation to bring you only the top stories that affect you right here in our great state. Updated three times a day, CompleteColorado.com has full-time reporters doing original investigations and reporting like newspapers used to do, as well as opinion and political commentary from a variety of Colorado voices. And CompleteColorado.com is the only place to read columnist Mike Rosen. Always fresh content, always free, always informed. CompleteColorado.com, your complete source for Colorado news.
You want to succeed, so you need to dress for the job, event, or relationship that you seek. For more than 30 years, entrepreneur and stylist Kim Munson has been helping women look their very best. And guys, Kim can help you with made-to-measure shirts that fit great and you'll love to wear. Guys and gals, if you want to up your game, freshen your look, email Kim at KimMunson.com for your initial style consult. Kim at Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
You'd like to get in touch with one of Kim Munson's sponsors, but you can't recall their phone number. Find a full list of advertising partners on Kim's website, KimMunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
Welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, wishing you all a very blessed Thanksgiving week. Thrilled to have in studio with me my friend Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management. You know, I've been in the business, the investment business. I love this stuff that we're going through, the turkey stocks. And it was last year you had highlighted some. We've got two more from last year, right?
We do. Two left, and then up comes a new list for this year.
Okay.
All right. Well, here's one from last year. And, boy, I was really rough on these guys, I admit. This was ADT.
Okay.
Yes, the one you've heard on TV, Security Systems. They had been public before, got bought out by a private equity, and then brought public again at what I thought was kind of a ridiculous valuation. At the time that we talked about it, the stock had dropped all the way down to about $8. They had losses every year going back to 2012, and I was joking around saying they've had losses in the March quarter, the June quarter, the September quarter, but somehow the earnings estimates are they're going to have a huge year. And I'm going, what, is ADT going to have a huge Christmas? Kim, yep, look what I bought you for Christmas, you know, a security system. You know, I'm going to go to my kids, look, Billy, we've got an ADT sign out front. It doesn't seem
Thanks, Dad.
A Christmas plate to me.
Thanks, Dad.
And it didn't turn out to be because their earnings were pretty crummy then, too. In any case, ADT took a pretty big drop from 8 after we talked to it. It got all the way down to about $4. But now, just in the last couple of months, it's bounced back up, and it's still right around 8 where it was last year.
Okay.
So this one, if you held it, it just kind of gave you a lot of brain damage if you were able to hold on, and now you're still at $8.
Very interesting. And there's a continued kind of innovative competition coming into that market that probably makes it difficult for them.
Well, it does, but there's some turkeys there, too. And in fact, we're going to talk about one.
Aha. Uh-huh. That was a great teaser.
Yeah,
so let's finish out last year's then.
Well, this one's not too hard. The last one was a company called iPick Entertainment. This was one of those theater and restaurant combinations. I don't know about you, Kim. When I go to see a movie, I just want to see the movie. I don't want waiters walking around and this and that. In any case, this one bombed out big time. You know, it was had tanked all the way down to about $4. It came out on an IPO at $18.50 in February of 2018. We're talking about it, what, about 7 months later, 8 months, and it's down to $4. How'd you like to have bought that new issue? Still losing money. In any case, this one is now in Chapter 11, and the stock has been delisted and trades on the pink sheets at about 25 cents a share from $4.
Just within a year.
So that is our biggest turkey out of all the turkeys. But just to kind of wrap up, from last year, here's what all of our turkeys did. Snapchat has gone up about 144%. Blue Apron got cut in half. GE's up 43%, Arsenis is up 80%, ADT is flat, and iPick is down 94%. So what if you'd just put some money in each one of these and held them till now? You put $10,000 in all six, $60,000, your money would be worth about $72,000 right now.
Fascinating.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
If you could go through the brain damage.
That's the thing, is not everybody can do that.
Nope, it's tough. And if you'd have cut the ones that started acting really poorly, you know, and avoided the bigger losses, you know, then your results are even a little bit better. But
yeah, it is not for the faint of heart. And if somebody wants to, you know, do something with turkey stocks, you know, certainly it would be, you know, you'd have to figure out what percentage of their portfolio they would feel comfortable doing that with. So this is sure. really more just about fun.
It is about fun. Now, you know, you could look these up. Kim, this year's list we're going to have on the website, the Kim Munson website for download. Also on our website at airpresidential.com. You can download the list, take a look, and make your own decisions. Again, I have to repeat as we're going through these, not making any recommendations. We don't know if these are suitable for your portfolio. Maybe you don't even buy stocks, and maybe you don't buy these type, but they're kind of fun to talk about.
Exactly, and it's Thanksgiving week, so why not talk about turkey stocks? So what do you think for next year then?
All right, well, we got a batch of six new ones, and I know we kind of got to go quick here. So the first one is another security one. This one is one called Arlo Technologies. Now, this one is some of those wireless cameras like okay. Ring and that type of thing. It used to be part of Netgear. Now, Netgear spun this thing off in August of 18 at $16 a share on the IPO.
Okay.
I mean, the stock made it up to 22 and then it nosedived down to 7. And, you know, I kind of feel like Netgear unloaded this thing on the public because pretty much right after it went public, their earnings reports went from good to really, really bad. Huh. Right now, their revenues are dropping. They're taking huge losses. The stock's trading at $2.80 a share. And my little quip on this one is if you were to record a video of this stock, it would show highway robbery of shareholder value.
That is something to watch.
Yeah, so a lot of competition there. You got Ring, you got Nest, you've got Amazon's come out with their own system. If you go on Amazon, I mean, there's just so many different systems yeah. like this now. So Arlo has taken it in the shorts.
Yes, so it is a turkey for this.
That one, right, okay. it's been a big turkey.
Okay.
That's for sure.
How about the next one?
Well, the next one is Party City. And this one is, you know, we've seen the stores. They sell the balloons, all the stuff.
I love Party City.
Yeah, it's a fun store. This was another one that I think it was publicly traded before, got bought out by private equity back in 2012. They took it public again in 2015 at $17 a share. Well, within a year, the price had dropped as low as about $7.50. And then for the next 3 years, Kim, it just kind of bounced back and forth between 12 and 17. This year, the problem started. The earnings have been pretty lackluster so far in 2019. But the estimates are for 98 cents a share earnings per share this year and $1.23 next year. So I think this one's interesting. The largest shareholder dumped their entire holdings recently.
That's typically not a good sign.
No, it's not. But this was a private equity firm. And that just smashed the stock
sure.
from about $7 down to where it's at now, which is about $1.76.
Okay.
So this is one, again, not making a recommendation, but I'm sitting here thinking their earnings aren't too bad. If they could even earn half of the 98 cents a share this year and next year, to buy 50 cents worth of earnings for $1.76 and maybe this one just got pounded because of technical reasons, because uh-huh. of all that stock hitting the market in one shot. Maybe this is something that you might see a bounce on. I mean, I don't think it's a big winner long term. I'm not saying that, but I think the price could have just been artificially crushed here recently, and maybe it'll recover a little bit.
Well, I think the key will really be is if that 98 cents per share earnings is a potential real. I mean, if that's the case,
yeah,
you know.
We'll talk about it next year, what happened, though, won't we?
So if they're opposite of a turkey, would they be then a peacock or something? So will it be a turkey or a peacock?
Well, it's still a turkey when we talk about it.
Okay.
We're not predicting it's always going to be a turkey. It's a turkey right now.
Ah, thank you for that.
It's been a turkey for those who bought it so far.
Okay.
So this one has been more like a funeral for your money than a party. But like I said, maybe some helium could come back into this stock and make it rise a little bit.
Oh, my gosh. Is that not funny? Okay.
Well, we got to try something. Now, the next one, I know one of this is one of the most hype ones we've seen, Beyond Meat. Now, we're seeing meatless everything now. Meatless chicken, meatless burgers, meatless tacos, meatless sausage, meatless everything. So Beyond Meat, now this one's been exciting. It came public in May at $25 a share. Now, normal human beings didn't get to buy the IPO.
And why is that?
Well, because that all gets dealt out to the big customers, or the big underwriters, and the mutual funds and the pension funds. So the lowest this thing traded on the first day was 45. That was the lowest a normal human being could have ever bought it at. And by July, Kim, it had hit 239.
Astounding.
It was crazy. Now, they sold more shares. They did a secondary offering at the end of July when the stock was at about 200, so raise more money. And the thing has gotten hit pretty hard. Now it's just below $80. But, you know, they've gotten in with McDonald's. They've gotten in with several companies. They do have triple-digit revenue growth for the last 8 quarters, and they turned a small profit in the third quarter of this year, and they actually expect next year to be profitable. The estimate's about 39 cents a share, which makes it still an extremely expensive stock from a P.E. ratio standpoint. And they've got competition coming in. Conagra's coming in. I think Nestle, a lot of the big food companies are coming out with their version. So this is a really interesting space. I mean, the chart on it right now looks horrible. But at $80 a share, if this thing stays hot and they can remain a leader, it may turn out that that's a cheap price, you know, way, way down the road. You just don't know.
Yeah, but, you know, the big guys, they're not going to let that market share go without a fight.
No, and they've probably, you know, got distributors and that type of thing locked up. It'll be really interesting. But, you know, I'd say on this one, if you bought this when it was hot from the hype, you're probably saying, where's the beef?
I love it. So, hey, Jason McBride, let's go to break. We have three more turkey stocks. You say they may not, they may not always be turkey stocks, but they're kind of turkey stocks right now, and that's why we're talking about them.
Right.
And so let's go to break. When we come back, we'll finish up with the three for 2019. We'll be right back.
Award-winning realtor Karen Levine has 30 years of experience with RE/MAX Alliance. As a director with the National Association of Realtors, Karen Levine works to protect private property rights. Karen Levine believes in homeownership. Because of Karen's love of dogs, Karen volunteers with GRR, Golden Retriever Rescue of the Rockies, helping golden retrievers find their forever homes. Choose Karen Levine to buy or sell your home because she understands that it's more than just a house. Karen Levine comes highly recommended by Kim Munson. Call award-winning realtor Karen Levine with RE/MAX Alliance today at 303-877-7516. That's 303-877-7516.
Don't miss Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Join Kim Munson at Water's Edge Winery in Centennial or Colorado Cork and Keg in Castle Rock. In Fort Collins, attend Vino and Veritas at Ginger and Baker. Kim Munson would like to thank Presidential Wealth Management Loveland, Presidential Wealth Management Denver, and the historic 88 Drive-In Theater for their generous support. Vino and Veritas, Wine and Truth, a study of the Federalist Papers. Sign up today at KimMunson.com. That's Kim, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
All of Kim's sponsors are an inclusive partnership with Kim and are not affiliated with or in partnership with KLZ or Crawford Broadcasting. If you would like to support the work of the Kim Munson Show and grow your business, contact Kim at her website, KimMunson.com. That's Kim Munson, M-O-N-S-O-N.com.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Hey, welcome back to the Kim Munson Show. I am Kim Munson, and we are having a fabulous conversation, a fun conversation, with Jason McBride, Presidential Wealth Management, about the turkey stocks of 2018-2019.
That's right. This is the 2019 version. Don't forget, you can download the list of these along with the charts and info on them at the Kim Munson website, kimmunson.com, or you can go to our website, airpresidential.com, and get the list. Again, these are not recommendations. They're mostly for fun and info, but you might enjoy looking through them.
You know, Jason, if people don't want to talk politics at Thanksgiving dinner, why don't people should go down either to my website or to your website, airpresidential.com or kimmunson.com, and download these, and then just the family could talk about those instead of politics.
That's
how's
true.
That?
You could have fun talking about the turkey stocks, but I'm sure that could start an argument too.
Well, that's the Beyond Meat.
That's
could be
right.
A problem.
I'm sure that one could really
that
go.
That could be a problem. So let's do the last three for 2019.
All right. Next up is Nautilus. Nautilus Systems, which also owns Bowflex and Schwinn. So they own a lot of brands you've heard of. Now, this one did nothing for several years, going all the way back to 2015. Their earnings kind of started going backwards in 2017, and they've shown declining revenues for the last four quarters and losses for the last three quarters. This stock was at 17 in May of 2018. Now it's sitting at about $1.46. They're trying to come out with new products, Kim, to, I think, compete with, like, the Peloton stuff. You know, those bikes you ride with the video where it's an immersive experience. Maybe they're a little bit late to the party. I'm not sure. On this one, you know, it's just sitting there at $1.46. Yeah, I look at the chart. I look at the numbers. I'm like, huh, I have no idea what's going to happen to this one next.
Yeah,
it's really kind of a mess as far as I can tell.
It's been knocked around, although, you know, my first bike was a Schwinn.
Yeah.
So, you know,
there you go.
Having some of those iconic names. You know, though, sometimes it can be a good thing, bad thing, and sometimes companies pay up for iconic names and then it goes nowhere, too.
Well, yeah, and a name isn't everything. Quality and good marketing and good pricing and convincing people you got something that's going to help them is much bigger. So if you bought this one, your money went on a crash diet.
But a boom.
There we go. Okay. Steve's laughing at my jokes. You notice that? He thinks he just thinks I'm hilarious.
I know. I'm going to have a talk with him about that. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Here's the next one. Lyft. And I could say the same thing about Uber. I just picked Lyft just because I had to pick one of the two.
Okay.
So now, again, Lyft, this one's your everybody can become a taxi driver. This was another super hyped IPO. It went public in March at $72. It got to almost $89 the first day, and it's been on a slide ever since, Kim. It bottomed out at $37. It's bounced back up a little recently to $45, and I kind of like the way the chart looks here, to be quite frank with you. They've had huge revenues and also huge revenue growth. If we go back eight quarters, they had $344 million in revenues eight quarters ago. The latest quarter, $955 million. So this is a company that's doing nearly $1 billion a quarter in revenues, but they're still losing money.
I can't figure that out.
Well, there's a lot of expenses, investing, capital. And, you know, frankly, let's talk about what some of the problems have been. The taxi unions hate them, absolutely hate them, doing everything they can to put them out of business. They're trying to unionize all the drivers. And the government has decided, well, this is a source of taxes, too. Mm-hmm. So they're trying to tax them into oblivion. So, you know, I think Lyft and Uber actually are both, they're great ideas to let the average person make a few extra bucks on the side, give a person that doesn't want to ride in a taxi or the bus or the train an option to do something. I think it's really neat that, you know, you can rank the drivers online. So each driver has the chance to create his own or her own unique experience in their personal taxi. I think it's a great entrepreneurial idea.
I agree.
So far, the economics of it haven't seemed to work out. So, you know, I always say, you know, when the government gets involved, watch out. And, you know, these huge unions, they're just like the government in a lot of ways.
Well,
so.
And government and unions use each other on that. I want to make just a point. Patty had found on one of the news articles, I think, that at the very, no, I think it was Rick Turnquest, at the very last minute on Proposition CC, Lyft came in and donated $15,000 to the Yes on CC, which was to get rid of our Tabor tax refunds. Seems to me like they maybe should be taking care of business instead of donating to campaigns out here in Colorado.
Well, maybe they need to change their name to Drop instead of Lyft with the way their stock has performed. But if you bought this one, your money's had more bumps and scares than a New York cab ride across a Brooklyn Bridge.
I've actually been on some of those cab rides.
I've been on one.
Yeah. It's like, where's the seatbelt?
Yeah,
where's the seatbelt?
There's no point in going to Disney World.
That's true.
You know, of course, a cab ride in New York might cost more than a trip to Disney World.
Well, it depends, yeah. But it all could right. be very competitive. So, okay, Jason McBride, we are going through the turkey stocks that you had last year, 2018. We're talking about the 2019 is how they acted here in 2019. What is your last one?
Well, here's the last one for 2019, and this is a company called Greenlane. That's a very innocuous name for a company that is a distributor and owner of vaping products.
Okay.
How'd you like to be in that business right now? So this one went public just in April of this year at 17. I mean, this was a hot one, too. It hit 29 the first day. It's been straight down since then, and obviously it's not good for business when your products are in the national spotlight for killing people.
Yeah.
Now, there's been some stuff recently, though, that's kind of saying, well, it's not the products these guys make that are killing people. It's this black market stuff, the cartridges for these that have, they're blaming vitamin E. They're saying the vitamin E that is in these cartridges is burning and scalding people's lungs. So there's a question whether the product makers are actually to blame or whether the aftermarket parts are causing the problem. So this could be interesting. You probably saw yesterday that Trump, he was saying he was going to try to ban all of these type of things.
I'm not sure I agree with him on that.
Well, and he backed off of it. He backed off of it. And maybe part of the reason is the research coming out. I'm not sure. But in any case, you know, as expected, you know, the stock is down about $3.63. And Roundup is the only word that makes ambulance chasing lawyers slobber more than teenage vaping deaths. So they have got a slew of lawsuits against them. Who knows how that'll work out. But I do think it's interesting if it turns out that the companies themselves, you know, didn't create the problems. I think that could lift some pressure off of there. On the other side of the coin, Kim, now I'm conjecturing now, and I admit it, whether it, I just don't think sucking something into your lungs can be good for your body long term. I mean, even before what's been happening recently, I heard this thing called popcorn lung. Had you heard about that? It's like from the moisture coming in. I'm not sure what that is. I think there's always concerns with a new thing like this where there's no long-term, you know, testing of whether it's safe or not. You're asking, you know, just for problems to come up. So it's interesting. At 363, with maybe some of the pressure coming off short-term, maybe you get a little bounce out of this. I don't know, but this one's easy, and you'll see it coming, Kim. If you bought this one, your money got smoked.
Oh, my gosh. I hope that Steve didn't laugh at that particular joke. So, Jason, we are just about out of time. But this has been really a lot of fun. Wishing you and your family a very blessed Thanksgiving. This is just a wonderful week here to stop and thank the good Lord for the blessings that have abounded in our lives. We are very, very blessed people.
We are. And again, I say it all the time. America is the greatest country on the face of the planet, and we have so much to be thankful for. I'd still rather be here in America on our worst day than anywhere else on their best, and I am thankful for everything we have in America. And you know what? I'm thankful for our president, and I'll come right out and say I think he is great.
He is doing an amazing job lowering taxes, lowering rules and regulations. And I love the fact that, you know, I think that he is really has a real heart for the American people. And so I'm grateful for him as well.
And he's made it okay to say, I'm proud to be an American again. And that's I think that's one of the biggest things he's done, at least in my opinion.
Well, and it is an amazing country. And so, Jason McBride, thank you so much. Your whole team over there at Presidential Wealth Management, you are valued partners, and I greatly appreciate you.
Well, no problem. And don't forget, you can get the list of this year's turkey stocks at kimmonson.com, or you can go to airpresidential.com, or, as Kim likes to say, you can call Natalie at the switchboards at 303-694-1600. We're happy to print one out and mail it to you as well. Sorry, compliance, got to repeat again. These are not recommendations. This is for fun, entertainment, and information purposes only. If you decide to trade in any of these, do it at your own risk.
There you go. And so our quote for today, because you're in studio and it's Henry Hazlitt, Economics in One Easy Lesson. He said, the function of profits, finally, is to put constant and unremitting pressure on the head of every competitive business to introduce further economies and efficiencies, no matter to what stage these may already have been brought. So in honor of you, Jason McBride, I thought that was a great quote.
Well, thank you very much, and have a great turkey day.
Well, thank you. And so today, read great books, think good thoughts, listen to beautiful music, communicate and listen well, live honestly and authentically, strive for high ideals, and like Superman, stand for truth, justice, and the American way. This is Kim Munson signing off. God bless you, and God bless America. And I don't want